Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 11th day of Iyar, Tovshin Pei Dalad. Masech Tosota Perek Dalad, Mishnah Hay. Ve'elu based in Mekanenlan. The following cases are cases where the women receive a warning from the Beistin, where the husbands can't do so. Mishen Ischarash Baila, a person, a woman whose husband became mute, deaf and mute or mute, and can't give the warning. Oy nishtata, or nabach, if it's possible that the husband has become retarded. Oy shahoya chavush beveis asurin, or he was imprisoned. And if the Beis Din see in any of these cases where the husband is unable to give the warning and the wife is actually showing signs of perhaps going with other men, not following the right path that a married woman should follow, then the Beis Din will step in and do the warning in place of the husband. However, says the Mishnah, Loi lahashkoisa amra. This was not done by the Beis Din in order to go through right up to the stage of giving her to drink the waters. That could never happen. And why couldn't it happen? And that's because the Torah says, Vehevi ha'ish es ishtoi. The man must bring his wife to the Beis Din to be able to give the waters from the coin to give the waters. And therefore the husband, and the Beis Din certainly can't give her to drink. Now, even if the husband would be released and come out of prison, or he's able to speak again, or whatever, let's say he could give the warning again, he would not be able to take her up to Beis Din anyway in Yerushalayim and give her to drink. Why? Because there's a pasuk that says, according to the Chachamim, Bo'inon, we require v'kinei v'hevi. The same one who gives the warning is the one who brings the wife, who brings the woman to Yerushalayim. So therefore, if the Beis Din end up giving the kinoi, they give the warning to the wife, even if the husband would come out later, it wouldn't help. He can't bring her to the Beis Din because he's not the same one who gave her the warning. Rabbi Yossi will soon see, argues with this. Says the Mishnah further, so what's the purpose of giving her the warning? Ela l'poslo miksubasa. This is to make her lose her ksuba. So that if afterwards she disobeys and she goes into hiding, she has stira, we can't give her the waters to drink. But when she leaves the marriage, she will not get a ksuba. Rabbi Yossi says af lahashko isa. He says no. He says that the warning that would be given by Beis Din in a case where the husband can't do it would be not only just to make a lizuk suba, but to go through with the whole ceremony of the seita. According to him, if the husband would come out, l'chsheyetze baila, continues Rabbi Yossi, when the husband will come out, mibeis asurin, from the prison, yashkana, he'll give it to drink. He wasn't the one who gave the warning. That doesn't matter, according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi does not hold the kinei v'hevi, that we learn that the same one who gave the kinoi, who gave the warning, is the one who brings the Beis Din. He doesn't hold of that. So according to him, even though the Beis Din has given the warning, it's fine for the husband when he eventually is able to come out of prison or whatever, he should be able to then take her up to the Beis Din, up to Yerushalayim, and actually give her to drink as well. The Kohenim will give her to drink. Perek Hay, Mishnah Aleph. Kishem Shamayim Boitkinoisa, just like the waters would impact her body if she had sinned, Kachamayim Boitkinoisa, at the same time, wherever the philanderer was, the man who she sinned with was, he would feel the impact as well. Shanamar, as it says, Uva'u, uva'u, and they shall come. There's an extra vav there to tell us that it would have an effect on him as well, on the man who she had sinned with. Kishem sha'asura labal, continues the Mishnah, just like she is forbidden to her husband, kach asura labal, so too is the soita forbidden to the boil, to the man that she lived with. Shanamra, as it says, nitma'a v'nitma'a. It says nitma'a v'nitma'a, and he learns from this the extra vav that there is, v'nitma'a, the second vav in there, the second vav there, v'nitma'a, is there to make the drosha. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, he holds that when there's an extra vav, we can learn a drosha out of it. And she's also asura, she's forbidden to the boil, to the man. Amar Rabbi Yeshua said, Kach hayodoresh Zachariah ben Hakatzov. This was the way that Zachariah ben Hakatzov learned. In other words, Zachariah ben Hakatzov learned, like Rabbi Akiva as well, that the way we know she's asura, she's forbidden to the boil, is because of the extra vav of a nitma. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, that is, he says, no. How do we know that she's asura to the boil? Not because of extra vav, he doesn't darshan the extra vav. Rather, he says, Shnei pa'omim ha'amurim ba'parsha im nitma'a nitma'a. It says twice the word nitma'a, and because of that, the extra time tells us, echad la'bal, one is to tell us that she's forbidden to the husband, echad la'boil, and one she's forbidden, one time tells us she's forbidden to the boil, to the man who has lived with her. The Tiferes Yisrael points out that the Kach HaYodorish, when Rabbi Yeshua says, this is how Zachariah ben Hakatzov gave the drasha, it goes on the past, on the previous statements of the Mishnah. In other words, Kach goes on this, the way Rabbi Akiva darshan, that was Zachariah ben Hakatzov. Do not learn the Mishnah, says the Tiferes Yisrael, Kach HaYodorish Zachariah ben Hakatzov, introducing Rabbi Omer, Shnei Palma Parsha. It doesn't make sense to read it that way, says the Tiferes Yisrael, that Rabbi Yeshua is saying that thus would Zachariah ben Hakatzov learn the drasha like Rabbi, that it says two times. And why does he want to learn that? Because, for the simple reason that historically that cannot be the case. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Zachariah ben Hakatzov all lived during the Churban. They would live during the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, as is evident in quite a few places. And they were much, much before Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was born 52 years after the Churban, after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, after the Churban of Beitar, on the day that Rabbi Akiva was actually born. And therefore, we cannot say that Rabbi Yeshua is quoting and saying, oh, that Zachariah ben Hakatzov learnt like Rabbi. Rabbi wasn't even born yet. Rabbi was only born 50 years after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And therefore, the pshat in the Mishnah is, Kach goes on the previous section of the Mishnah. This way that Rabbi Akiva learned, i.e. the drasha from the vav, extra vav, is exactly the way that Zachariah ben Hakatzov learned as well.